A Wisconsin court last week allowed wolf hunters to have their dogs pursue wolves as part of training. DNR wolf expert Dave McFarland says there were no additional rules his agency had to approve, so he says he expects wolf hunters to do the same sort of things as hunters of coyotes, bobcats, and bears.
We're currently, for example, in our bear training season, and hunters are out using the same regulations that apply during the bear season and pursuing bears but not harvesting them at the end of the pursuit.
McFarland says if a dog would catch up with a wolf, the hunter would have to immediately gain control of the dog and release the wolf unharmed. He says if dog bites wolf, the hunter could get a ticket.
If a person who is out training knowingly allows their dogs to engage with the wolf and allows that activity to continue without trying to immediately stop it, then they would be in violation.
Rachel Tilseth of Wolves of Douglas County, Wisconsin, says she especially worries about the pups of adult wolves.
They leave puppies at rendezvous sites while they go out hunting. If they're starting to running dogs on the scent of a wolf, what will happen when they run into four-month-old puppies at these rendezvous sites?
Other wolf advocates are criticizing the DNR for not moving faster on permanent rules covering dog training. The DNR says it intends to have something in place before the next wolf breeding season. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.